Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom.
Hour two. One-on-one. 402-464-5685. The Sarta Hammond text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? And you have been. Thank you. We appreciate you for firing away on the text line, giving content and consideration, things to consider. And here's the thing about sports talk. Nobody's ever right. You meet somewhere in the middle between what we believe and what we don't believe. And it doesn't really move the needle. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961, if you want to be on the streams. Download the Ticket app as well, so you can go where you want to go. There's a text from an earlier show, and I won't say who said it, but it's the thing, that they identified this as Nebraska media, a.k.a. there's some name-calling to the media and just saying that spewing garbage expectations on the sports teams and that you should look in the mirror. You know, here's the thing about it. Sometimes you're providing provocation for thought that none of us are going to agree on the same things, on everything. Just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And your opinion is based on your perspective and your experience, your knowledge. And then how you feel about it. And that's why when in the sports villain talk, Nebraska fans have a different perspective on how they think of and consider good and bad, right and wrong, etc. And you can say that if at the top of your list, winning overrides the people. That's how a lot of folks compress and compartmentalize how they go through it. So when asking about sports villains and those sports villains of Nebraska sports, that immediately somebody says, Desmond Howard, anti-Nebraska. And I'm not going to tell anybody they're wrong in their opinion. But Timmy V asked a similar question. Do you consider Barry Alvarez as a villain for huskering up the Badgers and all the pain they have caused us in the Big Ten? Within the Big Ten, who are the sports villains? And it was Commissioner Warren for a pocket of time. It was Commissioner Warren. But at the same token, it would be Big Ten officials, which I've heard ad nauseum that Nebraska doesn't get consideration of Nebraska officials in most sports. That's not even a football thing. That's in most sports. Texas and Oklahoma being considered rivals within other conferences and their proximity and then the past relationship. But I'm not sure that Texas and Oklahoma are bigger rivals than, drumroll, Wisconsin and Iowa. To me, the immediate thing that would have come to mind as Nebraska sports villains would be Creighton. Because Creighton is the mirror that sits in your car and stares back at you all the time and tells you who you really are. Because they know where the bodies are buried. They know what's going on inside the car. That I would imagine that losing to Creighton in basketball or losing to I remember how big beating Creighton was in basketball. And how things felt lighter in the air. So I don't know Thomas Link says his sports villain, and again, his Carolina fandom is showing up. But he says, one second, which will make the skin of most Husker fans crawl. Grandpa Mike Riley and Oklahoma. And it makes sense. And he's not wrong. Simple. John and Cortland, behave yourself. Bill and Bennett says Bill McCartney. Bill McCartney, he's better dead than red statement sticks in his mind. The refs of the 82 Penn State game.
That's the problem. It's not just the Big Ten refs. It's the Big 12 refs from the 1 second left. It's the Florida State refs in 93. So refs in general, I think.
That's what 5866 says. The 82 Penn State and the 94 Orange Bowl Florida State referees. And again, costing titles and changing direction of entire programs. Bill McCartney has mentioned several times. It is a thing that, yeah, Bryce says, you know, turn code Trev. I think things in the full strip that if we said, yeah, Bone says Florida State and Bowden, all those Florida teams in the day who thought they were guys to get to football. But yeah, as Bone says, it took care of two of them. But the Seminoles and Gators. John Courtland says Desmond Howard is a Michigan guy, not anti-Nebraska. Barry is still a Nebraska guy, speaking of Barry Alvarez. Once a Husker, always a Husker. Sports villain, any Hawkeye. So, Bach, let's redefine the four corners of 11th and 0. And if we said Oklahoma's in one dunk tank, Texas in another, Wisconsin in another, Iowa in another, or you can replace Wisconsin with Creighton. Is that fair? Is that a fair? Does that resonate, or should Creighton not have its own booth?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because obviously football is the number one sport. Creighton doesn't have a football team. There's plenty of hate, and this is an interesting discussion because conference realignment has shifted a lot of this. Right, Nebraska, Oklahoma just recently was listed the number six college football rivalry all time from The Athletic. They haven't played on a regular season basis since 1996, and yet 30 years later, it's still considered that high. I think among some, I think as that ages out, people are going to kind of forget that. So it's interesting. And I think we'd have a better frame for this Nebraska sports villain maybe if Nebraska never left the Big 12.
Yeah, different times and different focuses, but also different success level.
Absolutely.
Right? That in the eight. What was the run when Nebraska left? How many teams were in the conference?
The Big 12. There was 12.
There were 12.
Well, there was, you know, Missouri was outgoing, so there's a few teams leaving.
Right. So again, a condensed vantage and priority. But of those, would you put as a Husker fan? What is your villain level for Creighton?
It's pretty high. I mean, there's a lot of people that hate J-Skers and all that sort of stuff. So there's kind of a culture there. And Creighton's the better, I mean, basketball program. It's tough to argue.
Well, shouldn't that anger, like, if you're a Husker fan, they've done things that Nebraska basketball hadn't done.
Yeah.
And if I were a native Nebraskan, I would throw hands at Creighton.
But again, it's kind of measuring the success, like you said earlier, and that's why Iowa is going to struggle to match up with Oklahoma. Now, some of the younger folks might hate Iowa a little bit more, but if Nebraska, Oklahoma is playing to get to Orange Bowls and national championships and relevant games, and even Nebraska, Colorado had those matchups, how does Nebraska, Iowa, or Nebraska, Creighton, even, you know, in a different sport, but you're not rarely battling to get in the top 25 or even anything, right? When you're playing Creighton, so. Those things compared to national championship implications almost year in and year out for, you know, 20 to 25 years or whatever against Oklahoma. That's why I think Oklahoma still stands out as Nebraska's biggest rival historically. But it's tough because there's just, it's been so many years.
So who is the top rival right now? Who's the top villain right now?
I think because there's space between Nebraska and Oklahoma and you miss it, I almost feel like there's more of an allyship there, right? You feel more connected to them. They're kind of going through some same things.
Well, you built your brands on each other.
Yeah.
You built your brands on each other. Nebraska doesn't need Iowa to build its brand, but it is the constant reminder of what you are and what you aren't. Creighton, a full-on statement out loud of who you are and who you aren't. Right, there's some resistance to allowing Creighton basketball fans to root for Nebraska football. Right, the whole Jasker thing has its own leverage. So, Bach, you get to choose who are the four dunk tanks.
It's so hard to choose because, again, Nebraska's just kind of been spread throughout these rivalries. Wisconsin would be a much bigger one. If Nebraska beat a relevant Wisconsin team, they did beat them last year.
Well, doesn't that Ron Dane? Aren't there games with Wisconsin that leave a real bitter taste on the tongue of Nebraska fans?
Oh, absolutely.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Couple blowouts, the Melvin Gordon game, the big, right? You know, the Big Ten championship game. But again, they kicked Nebraska's butt so bad. Remember Nebraska, when they joined the Big Ten, there was a big group of fans that wanted to play Wisconsin year in and year out. The Barry Alvarez connection, yep. Just felt like there was something kind of natural there. And at first there was a Legends and Leaders. Nebraska didn't match up with Wisconsin year in and year out.
Right.
Then they made the Big Ten West and they didn't. That appeased a lot of Husker fans. And they started this. They started a trophy. There was talk about Nebraska being a flip phone from Corey Clement at Big Ten Media. It was a really budding rivalry. And then Wisconsin beat Nebraska so badly and ripped their hearts out time and time again that it just became so cyclical that they lost the rivalry. Now there's one rivalry that Nebraska plays year in and year out, and it's Iowa. Even the Big Ten said, yeah, that's not much of a rivalry. We don't need to protect.
Like, what are you mad about?
Yeah.
You're not really competing.
So in Wisconsin, that's the same. It's the same conversation with Texas. Like Oklahoma, you have historic battles back and forth. Texas, Wisconsin, the hatred of them is they just beat you so poorly or they rip your heart out. I think Mack Brown was 8-1 against Nebraska in the Big 12. It's a one-sided rivalry.
So don't you want to kind of get a punch in? Like, don't you want to get, listen, I could beat you in football, but you know what? You're dunk tank. You're getting wet, bro. Like, I take a shot at somebody. This is the dunk tank is getting even. At least temporary, causing some minuscule amount of discomfort for your rival. Choosing who that rival is important. It is a statement of who you are, right? So, Bach, one dunk tank. You get to punch one dunk tank and send one Nebraska rival under the water.
I think after all these years, it'd still be Texas.
Just, yeah, horns down, can't.
Yeah. And they're back, and they're back up again. They're back. Texas is back.
Doesn't that
so
hurt?
It's a good time to get them back.
But that's the thing. That's the part of identifying a villain is that their success hurts you. And some of it's from similarity, right? You go, well, wait a minute. That, like, the haterism should be apparent. Like, wait a minute. How are they back? Like, what are they doing? And I don't know. Yeah, the Texas is Creighton is only a basketball thing. A team like Iowa has all sports. As a wrestling fan, I barely care about Creighton other than wishing general ill will, which is a huge statement out loud. Like, it's actually the thing, right? Because proximity matters, right? In a rivalry, having to see that person, to see, like, in a high school, to see the villain is somebody that you have to see every day. And that discomfort, that daily discomfort of going, here come this one right here. Like, here come this one right here. And there's a part of it where you just go, okay, because if I can't see you, you can't bother me. Oklahoma, if they're not relevant, okay, like, you have a flashback and you can think back in time, but do they really move you to feel any kind of way right now? Does Oklahoma move you in a negative way right now?
A little bit. Whenever I watch Oklahoma and Texas, I choose a team at the beginning that I'm cheering for, and it depends on the year, whatever team I kind of like or dislike less, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, like, every year it's like I can't actively get myself to cheer for it. So it's like I just forget who I'm cheering for halfway through, and it's because it's hard. It's hard to cheer for either one of them.
So which one of those would make you the saddest if they won a national title?
Probably still Texas.
More than Iowa. If Iowa won a national title, it would be a border war in full. Because you've given them the power to be in a conversation that they haven't been able to be in. Like, they can talk all their other stuff, but they can never say they're in that club.
Well, the thing is that if Iowa did it, you would feel especially that Nebraska should be able to do it. If Texas does it, Texas is on a whole different level than Nebraska for reasons we all know and understand. If Iowa does it, similar to, like, the, you know, the Kansas State success or the Wisconsin success, where it's like, hey, we should be that team in the Midwest.
So what is the difference between Nebraska and Texas? What is the difference? You just said that it's known. They know what the difference is. To me, Nebraska has everything Texas has, other than size of state.
Well, that's pretty big. As far as, like, in-state recruits.
But Texas has always had size of state, and Nebraska was better than them. So there's a way that doesn't matter.
Well, Texas is also goes through and ruins conferences based on their size of state and their market power. I mean, there's a lot of differences between Texas. I went to a Texas-Iowa State game, and it's similar to, you know, Nebraska's obviously on a different level than Iowa State, but it was cool just to listen to the Iowa State fans. It wasn't, hey, maybe we can compete with Texas this year on the field. We have a better team. It's just kind of like, hopefully they slip up somehow this year because we know they have all these advantages that Iowa State's not going to get.
What are the Texas advantages? Size of population. What else?
Well, it's the state school of Texas, right? Now there are some other schools in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Some Aggies would fight you on it, but okay.
I know, but okay.
Okay.
It is a blue blood. They do have history on their side. A lot of would argue one of the most underachieving programs considering their advantages
that part.
They have, but that I'm going part. Back to the advantages they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean.
So it's really just population, money.
History, television market. I mean, power within. It's probably one of the more powerful athletic departments.
Then how was Nebraska football better than Texas football?
Well, a lot can be equalized if you have one of the best coaches of all time.
So that would be the thing.
I think that's always the thing in college football.
Really?
More often than not.
Yeah. More than talent, more than players.
Well, coaches are going to help bring that in and bring it together. But if you're talking about sustainability, like as opposed to pro sports, you know, then it's kind of more is talent and players
you acquire. Then how did Alabama surpass everybody?
Nick Saban.
So just the coach, not money, not size of state, not population.
Well, Nick Saban wasn't able to do the same thing at Michigan State. There's differences.
Right, right.
But yeah, I mean, ultimately, Nick Saban would be my number one reason as to why they were where they were.
Georgia.
Where they are.
Georgia.
Kirby Smart.
So coaching. So the coaching matters.
Coaching matters more than anything in college football, I believe.
Where's Kirk Ferentz in that coaching ranking, priority, ability to
talking impact? Offense or defense? No.
Both, right? 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 Yeah. Like, it's really a thing. Like, you have to say it. You have to say it, Bach. You have to say it.
But I give him a lot of credit, similar to the kind of, you know, not quite to the kind of Bill Snyder or Frank Beamer route, where I'd love to see any of those guys coach at Alabama or Texas and just see what it looks like. Now, it might be like culturally, all that stuff might look a little different with each individual case. But guys that do more with less or build a program out of nothing, mm-hmm. It's a crazy amount of respect for him.
Yeah, it becomes, and then in the villain conversation, right? That if Texas has bypassed or is bypassing Oklahoma, because Oklahoma has similar size, access to player development resource, and then it becomes the coach, then hiring the coach becomes the thing for all programs. If you want to be legitimate, we have to be careful because then you have to ask, did you hire the right coach to get to the level of the people you should be on the level with, right? And then if you're failing at that, then whoever's making that decision is problematic. They should be reconsidered because in the last 30 years, how many coaches would have put Nebraska or should have put Nebraska at Texas, Oklahoma level?
Well, that's what you have to go. I mean, it's fascinating. That's what Nebraska's been missing, is that coach that can elevate Nebraska, right? I mean, you've had all these different coaches. How many of them after their stops at Nebraska have went on to have bigger and better jobs than their job at Nebraska? The answer is none. There hasn't been one since Tom Osborne that has left Nebraska in a better spot for Nebraska or did better in their job post Nebraska. Now, Frank Solich had a great career at Ohio, Hall of Fame career, but obviously we know Ohio is not the job that Nebraska is. So, I mean, that's my biggest hope, is that Nebraska at some point lands the right coach that can elevate it back to it, and hopefully Matt Rule's that guy, obviously. But
I all of what you said leads me to this. Maybe the Nebraska job is better than the coaches that they've hired for.
Absolutely.
Right? Like that would be the landing point, is that sometimes the program is better than the people who have been put in charge of it, and then you have to get back to it. And yeah, we all have hope that Matt Rule's got to get back to it, but it's always interesting that if coaching is the priority and the thing that leads it more than talent or personnel or financial resources, then you have to ask the question, why are you spending money on all the other stuff if it's not really that important? But those are the discussions. We'll get to your text on the villain because y'all have some. Yeah, there's some ones. The biggest sports villain. So text line, you get to choose your sports villain. Who is the one for you that when it comes to this person, coach, program, moment, sports moment, right? It can be a moment. Who is the biggest sports villain for Nebraska athletics for you? We'll get those when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.